What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learn within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi.
And I'm Pops.
And what are we going to be talking about today, Pops?
We're going to talk about 10 reasons to get excited about school.
Yay! Hooray, we're all so excited.
Yeah, I bet you there are some, maybe 50% of the kids that are looking forward to going to school, and maybe the other 50% are not. Maybe we can help the other 50% that are not looking forward with some ideas.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like neutral.
Okay. Like, you're like Switzerland?
And World War II.
That's correct.
And Sweden and every single war there has been in the entire world.
Those neutral people.
Yes, neutrals.
So that's what you are?
Yes.
Okay. Well, despite that, it seems like you've been able to come up with some ideas.
Yes.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a podcast today.
Yes, because I just thought of ideas that, like, a few of them that, like, they were, like, I thought because of me, and then I thought because of other people that they may think this.
So, you tried to get inside the mind of other people, even though you may not feel this way, and think about why they might be excited.
Yes, you are exactly right.
Hmm. So, like people that you're friends with?
No, just random people.
And guess like this person might like that. This person. Or this type of person might like. I'm just curious how you...
I don't know. I just guessed.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to run down our top 10 reasons why you should be excited for school, even though you may be dreading it. And we're going to start with number 10.
We're going to start with number 10.
Yeah, we'll start with number 10. And number 1 would be the most compelling reason why we should be excited to go to school. And 10 would be the least compelling.
Okay. So, you could be excited for things that you're going to do after school, like...
So, you could be excited to go to school because you're excited to do things that you're going to do after school.
Exactly.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, for me, it's playing baseball. I go play baseball right after school.
Right. But you don't need to go to school to play baseball, right?
No, but... During the school, like, the baseball season starts, like, right around where school starts.
Okay.
Unless you're playing in the summer league.
Got it.
So it's like, yay, well, I'm also looking forward to playing baseball after school.
Understood. What if you don't play baseball? What are, like, some other things that people might be looking forward to?
Any sport. Or, I don't know, going back home and, like, finally be like, oh, I'm finally done.
Or like a club?
Not a club.
No?
No.
No.
Club is another thing.
Got it. Okay. So number 10 is just about what,
like,
you're doing.
Like thing that's it's not connected towards school.
Got it. So it's a thing that you're looking forward to that occurs after school but not connected with school.
Exactly.
Got it. Like if you're in a band with your friends or something like that.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, now that everybody's back from their vacations and stuff, we can all get together and play.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. So looking forward to the things that you do after school.
Okay. So you could maybe be excited.
Number 9. Now we're going to number 9.
Number 9. You could be excited to, like, see new people that were still in your school that year before, but you haven't got to know well as much. You haven't got to know the people. Like,
got it.
Mostly it's just like your own class, and then it's like, all right, yeah.
So these are people that you are aware of. They're not new to your school.
Yes.
That you're aware of, that you may want to get to know because you don't know them that well. But you're going to get to know them better in this school. So number 9 is getting to know people that you might have met or might know a little bit better.
Yes.
And why would someone look forward to that?
so that they could get some, like, new friends, or they could, like, just, like, know them, like.
Get some new friends, get rid of your old friends. Like, do a trade, a swap?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Like all the Mets trades?
Yes.
They did?
Yes, like all the Mets trades.
God.
I was wondering, like, when the Mets would come up.
Like when they got rid of J.D. Davis, and then they traded for Tyler Naquin?
Yeah.
That type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to know, number nine is you get to know people better that you might have known, but you don't know them that well.
Yes. You make it sound more smarter.
And what?
For the first time.
And again, remind me why that's good.
So you could get some new friends?
To get new friends. Right. That's what we're getting.
Okay.
Okay.
So number...
What's number eight?
So number eight is like, this is now clubs, like connected to school. That's like in the school. It's like, and it's just like something that you could look forward to, that if you could do, that's like after school, that like you could look forward to clubs after like the school.
Got it. A club that you're looking forward to that is involved in your school.
That is like somewhere around inside the campus of your school, yes.
Can you give us some ideas for the kids out there that might be like wondering what kind of clubs? I know every school is different, but some ideas.
I don't know. I don't know the clubs.
All right.
I don't like research the clubs of my school in free time.
Well, I heard of math club, drama club.
Yeah.
Science club.
Science.
Like language club.
Music.
Music club. Chess club.
Yeah, chess club. Art club.
Art club. Huh. Okay. So that might be an activity that someone's looking forward to getting back to. Got it. Do you have any clubs? Are you involved in any clubs?
I don't know.
Not yet.
I don't think so. The school year didn't even start yet for me.
Got it.
You know that.
But I don't know if there was clubs. I don't know how that works. You know, I'm a little clueless with those things.
Yes, you are. You're clueless with most things.
I'm clueless with what?
With most things.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're talking about number seven now. Number seven reason why you should look forward to going back to school.
Maybe you could be excited to like have a new teacher.
To have a new teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to middle school.
Then you could be excited to have new teachers.
You have a lot of new teachers, yeah. So some of the kids that are listening to this may be in elementary school. Some may be in middle school and some may be in high school. So
there's high schoolers listening to this podcast?
Oh, for sure.
I didn't even know that.
And there's lots of old people that listen to it too. And so,
like you.
I gave you a layup there. I was waiting for you to say it. I was like lots of old people that listen to it. Beep, beep. Like you.
And I was waiting until you didn't think when I was gonna say it.
Okay. So why would be meeting a teacher something that a kid would be looking forward to learn about a new teacher?
I don't know. Maybe a different teaching style that you like better, or just like.
I like that one. A teaching style that works better for you.
Are you like ready to have a new teacher? Like.
Yes, or a teacher that doesn't give you any homework. That's always.
That's not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen. But that I always like teachers happen. Like that.
Yeah.
Teachers that give very little homework, or that give you time in class to do your homework.
Yeah, that's the best.
I love those guys. Okay.
Did you ever have a teacher like that?
Few and far between, but yeah.
Few and far between.
Few and far between. Okay, so to get new teachers, that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. What about if there's some kids out there that like just don't like teachers? What can we tell them?
Get homeschooled.
Then they get to deal with their parents.
Which is better?
Yeah?
I don't know.
Like your parents better than teachers. Okay, that's good.
I mean, I think so. Like,
you think so?
What?
Should I ask your mother?
No.
Okay. I'm going to let your mother know that you're not sure if you like her better than your teacher.
No, I'm talking about for other people.
Oh, for other people. Got it.
You already knew my answer. You're my father.
I'm not your father.
Yes, you are.
All right. So
no, you're some random guy that I took off the street that offered me candy from a big van to come and join our podcast.
What kind of candy did I offer you?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I do have a truck. I don't have a van. I have a truck, though.
White truck. But it's not creaky at all. It's not rusty. It's like the paint's not falling off.
All right. So
I mean, we're joking about that, but that's not really, like, funny.
No, it's not fun. Exactly.
when it happens.
Right. Yeah. That's true. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
I'm glad you cleared that up. Yeah. So maybe you should give the kids like that are your age or younger than you a little bit of a heads up. Don't go into those creepy vans when they offer you candy.
Unless you know who it is.
Unless you know. Okay. Any other advice you have on that subject?
No.
Okay. It got serious right now. Yeah. It's a serious issue.
Yeah.
You brought up the joke.
I was trying to...
Don't you know that comedians aren't allowed to make jokes like that anymore? They get canceled, bro.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah? So?
Except I'm not a comedian. I'm just a person who makes funny jokes, but I'm not a comedian.
Okay.
So?
All right, let's move to number six.
Yes, six. You could be excited for meeting new students or people.
Okay.
In general.
New people that may be going to your school. So kids that...
Like completely new kids that have never been to your school before.
Some guy that moved from North Dakota and now goes to your school. Or some pretty young lady that moved from North Carolina and is now going to your school. Like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of.
What's her name? Tell her, come on, tell the folks at home, what's her name?
Dad.
No. I'm just joking. This is just a hypothetical situation. So the opportunity to make a new friend with somebody that you don't even know at all.
Exactly.
All right, that's a good idea. I like
that. Or maybe someone that you do know that's now coming to your school so you could spend more time like them.
Okay. All right, someone that you know is transferring into your school.
Yes, and I think the person knows who I'm talking about here, but I'm not going to say it because I don't know if he'll allow me or not. But
okay.
So I think you know who I'm talking about.
You have someone in mind.
Yes, I think I do.
Okay.
Hopefully you get it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I like that. That's cool. So the idea of meeting new people or new people entering your school that you already know. Cool. All right. What else? What is number five?
You could be excited to learn new subjects.
New subjects. New classes.
New classes, exactly.
Like what? Give me some examples.
No, maybe you didn't have like a real science like class last year. Like the year, I don't know, like actual science where you're mixing weird colored liquids, stuff like that.
Okay, like chemistry lab.
Or yes, or I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe just like, I don't know, just like different classes. Or maybe it's the same thing that are teaching different stuff. Like, for example, you're going to have math from, I don't know, when to college.
Right.
But it's like, they're not going to teach you 1 + 2 = 3 in college. They're going to teach you something way more complicated than that, but it's still math.
Okay. So your number five is learning new things. Having new classes, learning new things. Excited about the idea to actually learn new things.
Yes.
And what do we tell, what about there's some kids out there that are like, I don't want to learn any new things. I hate learning. Like, what, you have any advice for
that? Dude, you had a face that looked like a baby that like just fell. Like, it's not funny again, but I went to this Marlins game once. And then a baby got hit by a foul ball, and it was so sad, but it looks like exactly like the face that you just did.
Then why do you have a smile on when you're talking about a baby getting hit with a baseball?
Because it looks funny when the baby has a beard. Like a mustache, like Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Except it's not golden. And he has like a little, like, the little patches of hair under the lip. It's so funny.
Okay.
And on the lip. Wait, what? No, just
kidding. All right. So you're excited to learn new things. And number five.
Yes.
Okay.
You could be excited for, to have like maybe no homework.
Excited to have no homework. I can't wait to go from being in the summertime and having no homework to going to school and having no homework.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know, because I just look at my list and it was like, number five was you could be excited to learn new things. And then number four was like, you could be excited to have new classes. Well, we talked about having new classes and learning new things. So I just put one from up in my brain that's like just stored away, never to be found again, with cobwebs and spiders over it.
Good job being honest with the audience.
Yes.
You messed up.
Yes, I messed up.
You said number four in number five. Yeah. And then you didn't have number four, so you had to pull a number four out of your caboose.
Yes.
Okay. So what was number four again?
I forgot.
I mean,
you could be excited to have days where you have no homework and you could just like relax on a normal school day.
Okay. Can't wait to go from being in the summertime and having no homework to having no homework in school. Excellent. All right. Well, let's go to number three.
Yes. You could be excited to get new grades.
New grades?
Better
like
grades.
Like going from having A's to F's? I can't wait to get a new grade. Yeah. I'm tired of those A's and B's. I want some D's and F's. Some new grades?
No. You could be excited to get better grades.
Better grades. Okay. That's a good one on number three. Excited to get better grades. So you're creating an opportunity for yourself to do better.
Yes.
It's a challenge.
Yes.
Instead of just...
Then you will hopefully overcome.
Right. You have to be active in that challenge, though.
Yes.
So you don't just show up and get better grades.
No, you don't.
So let's help some of the kids that are out there that might be thinking about getting better grades. Let's give them some advice on how they can do that.
I don't know. Just call my mom and ask her to send you packets from math that are supposed to be for 12th graders. But I don't know. Maybe you could just do that.
Do you have any advice?
That was my advice.
Okay. Well, break it down.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So you can have like, I don't know, packets, mm-hmm. something. Like I'm selling like a teacher who like making you like have summer homework. Yay. Like, you know.
Well, a kid goes to school, he wants to get better grades. So let's brainstorm some ideas on how to do
that. You could get packets.
Get packets. Explain what that means.
Math packets or reading packets or whatever packets.
Ask the teacher in the class to give extra work. Is that what a packet is?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Because a packet, it's like a thing, bunch of papers stapled together. That's what it's called, a packet.
So what if the teacher says, you're going to have enough homework with the work I need to give you. I don't need to give you packets. How do you handle that?
Then, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, a teacher's never going to say that.
Okay. They're always going to give you extra work if you ask them.
Exactly.
All right.
But make sure to ask just for me, not for the whole class.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't want to be that, like...
Don't be that guy.
No.
That gets extra work for everybody. That guy or gal.
Yeah.
Not good. No bueno.
No cool. All
right, okay. So you want to get better grades. I have an idea on how to get better grades.
Tell me.
Keep up with your work on a daily basis. In other words, do your work as you get it. Don't like let it build up. If you have a big project, do little pieces of it.
Yeah.
Try and get enough sleep so you can pay attention in school. Eat the right diet, that type of stuff. How do you feel about that? Some ideas?
What are you saying?
I'm just trying to give some simple ideas. All right. What do you got for number two?
You could be excited to have like a better year than before.
A way better year than you did before.
Yes.
Isn't that the same thing as getting better grades?
No, it's not.
Okay. Explain. How can you have a better year, a better school year than you did the year before?
Because like you could have still got good grades, but you could have been like, oh my gosh, I hate school, blah, 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 blah. Why do I need to be here, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so that's improving your attitude.
Improving your attitude. You should improve your attitude about school. That's because, like, your mind is very powerful, like.
It is.
If, like, because I'm thinking, like, I don't know, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get an F at this. I'm going to be so bad. I'm going to be the worst in my class. And then you do get it, even though you have the smarts to do it. And it's just like, why did I do that?
Okay. So you can have a way better year than the year before by improving your attitude.
Yes.
And any other ideas how you can have a better year than you did the year before?
By just sitting and like thinking that you're gonna try to be better.
Okay. Be better. All right.
Be nicer.
Be nicer to your classmates.
To your classmates.
Yeah. Like, have more fun with them.
Yeah.
Cool. Be nice to your teachers.
Yes. Be respectful.
Be respectful.
Like cool. Those type of stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way. Okay. Have more fun also.
And you could be excited to see your friends. So number one.
Number one.
to see your friends that you haven't seen in 3 months.
To see the friends that you already are your friends.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Got it. You're excited to see your friends who are already your friends.
Yes.
That you may not be seeing every day. You may not be seeing them every day during the summer, but then when you go to school, you see them like every day.
Yes.
Yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So?
Do you know that there... So in some schools, not in your school, but some schools, kids would be... So you did your top 10. We'll review them. Let's go through the top 10 real quick. Number 10?
So number 10 was... Could be excited to have new responsibilities.
Okay, new responsibilities. Number 9.
You could be excited to see people you haven't seen that often in the year before.
Okay, number 8.
You could be excited for after school activities.
Number 7.
You could be excited to have a new teacher.
Number 6.
You could be excited for meeting new people.
Number 5.
You could be excited to learn new things.
Number 4.
You could be excited to have new classes.
Well, actually, our number 4 was be excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To have no homework.
To have no homework.
To have no homework.
I don't know. It just came out of my brain from some weird reason.
Number 3.
You could be excited to get better grades.
And number 2.
You could be excited to have a way better than a year before by having a good and positive attitude.
And number 1.
You could be excited to see your friends that you already know.
So some ideas that I come to my mind in like public school where you can wear whatever you want. When you go back to school, you get new clothes. You can get new clothes and you get to wear what you want. So that was always fun. New school supplies. That used to be fun. You know, like going, getting new notebooks and stuff. I used to like that.
What?
I used to look forward to like new gym classes. Like you, that is within your top 10. Trying to think of other things I'd be excited. Excited to see my friends. Yes. Yeah.
So did I cover everything?
Yeah, I think you've armed your audience with some ideas of some kids who may be dreading going back to school.
Armed, I get it. Because of my arm.
Because of your arm? What's up with your arm?
Yeah, my arm's broken.
Okay. Your arm is broken.
Yes.
Exactly how is it broken?
Because I was tubing and it's like so small that it can't even be seen.
It's a very small fracture.
That can't even be seen through an x-ray. So I need to take an MRI, and they could barely see that too because they know there's like coagulated blood in there. That means it's like supposed to be an injury. So I'm out. I was out from 6 weeks from the injury. So now when this is like launched, it's going to be 2 weeks.
Yes.
No, from the time when we're recording it, it's 2 weeks.
So baseball career is on hold right now.
Yes.
While the arm heals.
I'm still catching and running though. So that's a positive.
There you go. It's a way to find a positive in it. Well, thank you for arming your audience with some ideas.
Yes.
About how to get excited for school, especially those who may be dreading it.
Especially.
I hope so for the kids in the Northeast, they're not starting until after Labor Day. Up north in like New York, New Jersey.
They're not starting after Labor Day?
Yeah, so after Labor Day. But they end school later too.
But you mean they end school earlier?
Later.
Oh, yeah,
school later.
They end school in like July, right?
June. And then there are kids that are starting this week. Some kids that already started, like that are in Georgia. Some kids that are in Florida that are starting now. Texas. Some kids that go to school all year round. And they get like 3 weeks break. They don't even get like a summer vacation.
Yeah.
So for you that are going back to school, I hope this helped you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's helped you, Nino.
Yeah.
Coming up with some ideas.
Yes. Has.
Yeah?
So...
Are you dreading school? Or are you looking forward to it after you come up with these ideas?
Kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you can get rid of your parents and not have to deal with them.
Yay.
Right? I can imagine.
Just kidding. So, thank you so much for listening.
I always listen. Oh, you were talking to them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were wrapping it up.
Yes, we are.
I didn't realize. Okay. All right. Well, since we're wrapping it up, thank you so much for listening. Oh, wait. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And
take it away, Pa.
Take care and have a nice day.
Have a nice night. Have a nice day.
Okay. Have a nice month. How about that? Have a nice month.
Thanks for listening. And see ya.
Bye-bye. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.